To satisfy a commitment to build market-rate housing in downtown Springfield, MGM has now apparently decided to redevelop a long-vacant building located just a block from its resort casino project. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis indicated plans are in the works to build apartments in the long-vacant six-story former hotel building at 31 Elm Street in Court Square.
We think 31 Elm in Court Square is really a key to the downtown Springfield development.
Speaking with reporters Thursday, he declined to discuss details, but noted such a project would expand MGM's footprint. In addition to the $950 million resort casino that's currently under construction on a 14.5-acre site, MGM will take over management this summer of the state-owned Mass Mutual Center. The downtown Civic Center will serve as the convention and entertainment venues for the resort casino. MGM initially planned to build apartments on the casino campus, but was forced to abandon those plans when the casino project underwent a major redesign. Last year, MGM purchased from the city for $600,000 an historic building at 195 State Street that most recently housed the school department headquarters and announced plans to build apartments there. No construction at that location has begun.
31 Elm right now is our priority. It's the city's priority. And as you might recall, the Urban Land Institute identified this particular block 10, 15 years ago as a key to the redevelopment of the area. So we've agreed to focus our attention here. And then we'll look at what's remaining on the commitment and what other opportunities we might have.
MGM's host community agreement with the city of Springfield calls for the company to develop a minimum of 54 market-rate apartments downtown. Massachusetts Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said MGM is now more than a month behind schedule to publicly produce plans for that housing.
As we've said many times, the commitment to housing was one of the critical elements of this proposal, one of the things we thought really distinguished it from everything else going on. So we're not prepared to see any compromises on that commitment.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy told a meeting of the casino industry regulators Thursday that MGM was not to blame for the delay in the housing component of the project. Like Mathis, Kennedy would not discuss details of what he called an agreement in spirit.
The business part of the deal has been agreed to, but obviously you've got to have a memorandum of understanding and a few other things that are involved in this, and that's what the lawyers are doing right now.
The property at 31 Elm Street is owned by the Springfield Redevelopment Authority. The agency has designated the Opal Real Estate Group as preferred developer of the site. That company reportedly was attempting to put a boutique hotel there. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.